This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Launching into the third hour here, this live Saturday edition of the program. We continue. We'll take your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just head on over to discord.lrn.fm. You can jump into one of those rooms, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We got Pittman on the line in South Carolina. We were just talking, over the show, we've kind of come back to the concept of legalization of cannabis, but also a larger conversation we've had about ending the entire war on drugs. And Pittman called in South Carolina to talk a little bit about cannabis and how it's stronger now than it has been in the past. But that's not a bad thing. Some people will bring that up as though it's a bad thing. And you're actually pointing out, Pittman, that it's better for you because it means you don't have to smoke as much to get whatever the desired effects are, whether they be medical or recreational, right?
Correct. And you know, brother, I watched a lot of my friends, you know, out here, you know, at the fire or roasting oysters or something, just having fun outside. They take in so much. These younger guys, 25, 30 years old, and just to me, I just can't handle just one or two nowadays. I'm done. And dude told me last week, here is one of these edibles, a little gummy thing.
Uh-huh.
And I took it and said thanks, and he called it a 30 or something. I don't know what that means. I'm ignorant to the facts, but
okay.
I popped it in my mouth and started chewing it. And dude looked at me and he said, "Oh Jesus, Lord, have mercy. Get in the car and go home," because I live like 25 miles away. And I'm like looking at him. You know, I've been doing this all my life. You can't scare me.
Right.
Oh my Lord! I made it about 30 miles to the local Publix grocery store and found myself walking through there looking at people saying, how you doing hello how you doing,
and you're feeling friendly out,
I know it, dad gum, it's unbelievable.
So you were really stoned is what you're saying off of eating one of these gummy bears?
Oh my Lord have mercy.
Gotta know what you're taking.
I'm telling you, and that was at about 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And it went about all the way till like 9 or 10.
I mean, you're just the kind of customer Publix wants in their store, by the way. They want you to be nice and hungry and stoned.
I know.
Good story, Pittman. I want to thank you for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate
you
hearing from you.
I appreciate y'all. Y'all are groovy. Thank you.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. And, you know, he is bringing an important lesson up here, and that is that, back in the day, you know, if somebody made you a pot brownie, you didn't know anything about how strong it was. They could tell you, but one person's opinion about how strong a thing is versus another person's may not necessarily be the same.
Sure.
They could tell you what weed they used to make it. Maybe, oh, this is really good weed. Oh, how much of it did you put in there? Well, it's still, you don't know until you actually try it.
Right.
How effective it's going to be. Now, eating cannabis tends to be more effective as far as, you know, consuming different ways you can consume. You can
also smoke. You're not inhaling combusted plant material into
your
lungs.
You're not inhaling smoke, right? And when you combust the plant material, you're going to lose some of the active ingredient in the combustion process. You're just going to destroy it. So it's not as efficient to smoke it as compared to, say, vaporizing or to consume it edibly. And so you're getting all of it. When it goes down into your belly to be, you know, digested, you're getting it all. So it's going to be a completely different feeling as well in a lot of cases because it's a different way to absorb it. And so you got to be careful. You know, if you're getting an edible product for the first time, take a fraction of what the normal so-called dose is. Because if you don't know what 30 milligrams is like, then you're probably better off going with less than that. Anyway, good advice there, good experience from our caller, and you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's talk to, we got Kevin. He's on the line in Tennessee, listening to WGOW in Chattanooga. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good. You're on the air.
All right, man. Thanks. I normally don't call into these radio shows, but
it's all right. We'll go easy.
Really hit a nerve with me what y'all discussed a little bit earlier about a lot of the people that get caught in these financial situations, we'll call it, when they're used to getting bailed out,
mm-hmm.
you know, by their parents and by a lot of the government programs that's out there. And I'm afraid that, and this is my opinion, is that a lot of these people are getting bailed out on such a regular basis that if the programs that are meant to help the unfortunate become a crutch to those who just don't want to help themselves. And, you know, one thing that I've been a big proponent of and I'd like to see take place is those who get on these government programs, such as the government housing and the welfare programs of those nations, that's designed to give people a hand up,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Not necessarily a handout. I'm a big proponent and an advocate for them doing the drug testing and things of that nature on these folks. If they're using our government funds to go out and, you know, get high and all those other things, they're not, they don't really need it. Like, you've got individuals who, for whatever reason, have fallen hard times. Maybe they, you know, become disabled, maybe had a stroke or something, or maybe they've, you know, lost their job with a downsizing. And they need that help.
Right. I don't have a problem with work. I don't have a problem with what you're saying from a sort of emotional standpoint, but they've done this and they've checked into the results in the states, and either people on welfare are not doing drugs, which seems highly unlikely,
yeah.
or they are somehow managing to dodge these drug tests and be okay with them. So maybe they're just using alcohol instead of you know, marijuana or whatever. I don't know what they're doing, but so far, those rules haven't been very successful when implemented. I think that if you want to stop the problem of poverty, the cycle of poverty, probably the best way to do it is to offer, because it seems to be generational, right? The government, for whatever reason, often the people that are getting the most assistance have the most kids. Just
right.
tell people, hey, we're going to keep welfare the same as it is, but you got to have your tubes tied in order to receive it. And then at that point, you're going to find out, A, how bad do people want this? Because now they got to get an operation.
Right.
And B, you won't have a bunch of kids who are, in some cases, certainly not all, in some cases being born into poverty so that the parents can get another check.
Mm.
And not even a big one, mind you, a little one.
Right. Well, this is what I have found out. Again, you hear everything, you know, except bacon frying. I mean, you hear everything when it's around these type of topics. And I have heard in many cases that the people who are going to be tested get a heads up from
yeah.
their caseworker because
sure.
the more people that this guy has on his caseload, the better his paycheck is. So he has a motivation
right.
to help
well,
these folks.
I can't make government bureaucracy more efficient.
No.
No matter what kind of program I put together, I can't make bureaucrats disincentivized to do the things that they're incentivized.
Right.
And one thing that's interesting is the government disability checks, or the people getting the checks, the number of people getting disability checks goes up when the economy is down. The amount of people who are disabled shouldn't be changed by the economy.
Yeah.
Correct. And I'll tell you, I'm one of the first guys to get in line to help somebody. I mean,
I love helping people.
Times, you know, and you know, hey, I've been there myself. You know, it's great to have somebody give you a little hand up and help you out. But like I said, my issue is the ones who are more of a chronic issue who, you know, their mama was on it, their daddy was on it, their brother was on it, the whole family is on this stuff. They're all able-bodied. They can come out and get into everything on Saturday night and get around. But when it comes to time to go to work, they just can't seem to make it happen.
Can't make it happen.
Kevin, good call. I think a lot of us have those concerns, and I thank you for the call. And, of course, you know, keeping this government forced wealth redistribution system around is it's never, ultimately the key incentives are never going to change. You can twist the little, you know, bits of the program here and there, but as long as there's free money out there for the taking, all you got to do is learn the system, because there's always, you know, people who know how to work the system. They're going to take advantage as long as it's there. So the only solution is to end it and allow charities and people who care to actually provide help.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here, take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to discuss cannabis legalization, ending the war on drugs, or responsibility and incentives when it comes to why people get on welfare. Why is it that people can't, you know, get to work on time? The incentives controlling how their behavior ends up in a lot of ways. Dean and Mark here in the studio tonight. And did you miss ForkFest 2018? Well, you can start planning now to attend ForkFest 2019. You'll join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians next summer from June 13th to June 18th for ForkFest 2019 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of other camping parties in the woods, and you're invited to come and create whatever experience you'd like others to have. ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge, so it's up to you to create what happens, or you can simply relax and go camping with other liberty-minded folks. You can go to learn more over at forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. As we go to Shelley, she's in New Hampshire listening to WNTK on FM in the Upper Valley. Hello, Shelley.
Hi. I'm not in the Upper Valley. I'm in the Monadnock region.
Oh, all right. NTK signal. I didn't know it got down into Monadnock. Very good. Go ahead.
Thanks. Now, when you was it Mark who made the comments about one of the incentives being getting your tubes tied?
Yeah, I think it should be a incentive. I think it should be a requirement for receiving welfare.
Okay, and vasectomies also you're talking about.
Correct. I mean, that's why I use the term tubal ligation is probably something most people don't know about. And vasectomy, so that's why I use the term tubes tied.
Okay. Either way, now somebody is on welfare because they really do need some help. And it's a temporary stopgap measure.
Sure.
And you're going to stay for the rest of your life. You're not going to have any kids.
You can reverse the operation. It's costly, but it can be done.
So you're saying for the very first check, this person needs not like 6 months in or 12
right.
months
well,
in.
If you're taking the check, you're taking my money, which was taken from me by force by the government in order to hand out to people. Let's just find.
You know,
let's
it was taken,
solve
it
this
was,
problem.
It was taken from you after you. Took it from the natives who were here. It's been stealing from one group, from another, from another, from another, and you're
theft
getting hold of it now.
Theft doesn't make theft okay.
Pardon me?
Theft doesn't make theft okay.
Why were you stealing from native people, Mark? That's what I want to know. What have you not been telling
She's
me about?
She's correct that's
You've
true.
Been stealing from natives?
No, she's saying the people have stolen from natives and that I have benefited from that, and that much is true. I'm not going to dispute that. But
you didn't do it.
Well, I can't, but God's sake.
You're reaping the benefits of it.
Sure.
And a lot of people on welfare are not reaping benefits. You are being very simplistic. I mean, I'm listening to your program and I'm just.
Can you critique the idea rather than just saying I'm a simpleton? I mean, you know, I'm
No, I didn't say you're a simpleton. I said it's being very simplistic.
I want simple answers. You're right.
Well, I'm sorry. Life's not that simple. It's complicated.
Here's some
messy.
Simple. Theft doesn't solve theft, right? So stealing from me to give to other people doesn't solve that. I'm simply trying to create better incentives, and if you address that, I'd be happy to hear it, but you're not going to convince me otherwise unless I hear why it's not a good idea. Go ahead.
Let me try it from another angle.
Yes, ma'am. Please.
Okay. You are breathing the air. You are... It's free.
Communist air. Got it.
Okay. Same with the water. Well, no, now we're being charged for
less
the water
so.
Because it's getting less and it's getting more screwed up. Let's see. Food, wildlife. You know,
I pay for my food.
We have made it so impossible for people to just live. You want natural? I'd love natural. But it's not possible now. We have to deal with what we have. And what we have now is a very sick society. And if we don't learn to take care of each other, it would be nice if government would be helpful, but it's more likely to screw things up than anything else.
Agreed,
I will agree with you on that. But your answers, it's like, let's tie somebody's tubes. Or let's
I'm not forcing them to take the program.
Somebody needs the money because they can't eat otherwise because we have so screwed
Nobody starves in America. Sorry.
What?
The poor people are fat in America. Show me a picture.
Do you know why poor people are obese? Do you understand anything of the physiology of obesity?
I know what calories are, and they're getting plenty
of them. Well, I'm sorry, but there's different kinds of... They're calories
and
they're calories.
Calories. Look.
Excuse me.
I know.
No. But now we're being simplistic again. There are calories that will make you gain weight, and there are calories that will help you maintain weight.
I've been in the produce section relatively recently, and
yeah.
There's some pretty cheap produce out there. You can get some good stuff. You can choose to eat Zoom Zooms and Wham Whams and get fat on them, or you can choose to eat better. A bag of carrots isn't terribly costly. And I'll go even further with you at this. If you actually wanted a panhandle for food out in front of a grocery store and said, hey, I need a bag of carrots, a stalk of celery, and whatever it is that you need, you'd be fine. People will buy it for you.
By the way, if you want to actually look at a place where people are having a tough time finding any calories, go to Venezuela, where 80% of the people there, according to a human rights group that recently put numbers out, not quite starving, but they are short on food, meaning they're missing meals. Their meals are very, very incomplete, malnutrition. They don't have access to even some of the most basic forms of calories. You can't even get a chicken particularly easily.
They're losing weight.
Every year, the average Venezuelan is losing something like 10 to 20
right.
pounds.
I don't hate on poor people. I've been short on funds myself, and mom's helped me out in certain circumstances. There's no doubt about it, and I consider it a real blessing, especially considering she's an adopted parent and I'm not actually her blood. But you can't have good examples if you don't have bad examples.
I'd just like to say, listening to your conversation, Mark and Shelley, yep. on this, you're, once again, it's going back to an issue we discussed earlier where you've got government pitting neighbors against one another.
Yeah.
You think tying tubes is a good idea, Mark. She says that's not a good idea. She might have a better idea or a different idea of how to change the incentives within this crappy government program, which you admitted, Shelley, putting the government in charge of something is a terrible idea generally. So if we want to help people, then let's get the government out of the realm of helping people. Let's just get rid of the whole coercive governmental system entirely, and then let people who actually care and who want to provide services to their neighbors come up with whatever programs they want to, and if somebody's got a program that says, hey, we'll pay your rent as long as you get your tubes tied for X amount of months or whatever, then you could choose to support that, Mark. You might choose to support them. Shelley,
sounds like a great charity.
You would probably choose not to support them. You might choose one that had a different set of rules or whatever, and I think that would make a better world where we don't all have to fight over this one-size-fits-all government system where each individual can choose to support whatever charitable efforts that they find most aligns with how they feel, with their value set, and then nobody has to force anything on anybody unnecessarily. How's that sound?
It sounds like you're darling, and if people were as wonderful as I think you think they are, I would be all for it. Can I just...
Are you saying that people aren't good folks generally, or what are you saying?
Oh, yeah, sure. A lot of people are not good folks.
What percentage?
Oh, honey, I don't know, but, if you...
Is it a majority?
No, I don't think so.
So then
I think
most people, are good people.
I think most people are good, but I think those people who aren't good can do a tremendous amount of damage.
And what happens
if they get in the government?
Right, what happens when they get in charge of the state, the violent state? Shelley, thanks for the call. More coming up.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. People are mourning the death of George H.W. Bush, who died on Friday at his home in Houston. He was a pilot in World War II, a diplomat, a family patriarch, and of course...
Ladies and gentlemen, I am a candidate for President of the United States.
He served one term and was rejected for a second, largely because of his economic policies. But KRLD reporter Alan Skaya says the 41st president
had a lot of fans all around Texas, and they're signing a book of condolences.
People have signed the book from as far away as the Carolinas, New York, and Virginia. Most say they were already planning to visit Dallas, but decided to come to the library when they heard George H.W. Bush had died. The George W. Bush Library says it will deliver the books to the family after George H.W. Bush's funeral.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and it's a live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free here, and bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. We're going to go to one of those coming up here in a moment. We've got four of them. Two out of the four are occupied right now, so you can jump into one of those and upgrade your sound quality, because if it's easier for us to understand you, and it's always easier over Discord unless you've got some sort of internet.
Better sound quality.
Unless you've got some sort of internet problem, it's going to sound better.
This is how radio talk show hosts interview the people they interview, is they use some kind of voiceover IP system like this.
Because it sounds
you
better.
Now have the opportunity on Free Talk Live and probably no other radio show in America.
Yeah, I wonder if anyone else is doing that.
To sound like you're almost in the studio.
Yeah, pretty much.
That kind of sound quality.
Check it out for yourself. You can grab the Discord app for your favorite smartphone device. There's also a laptop, you know, Linux, Mac, Windows, iOS, Android, whatever you're using, you can get Discord for it.
Just it's another free. Way that Free Talk Live provides excellent customer service for its listeners, so you can call in and sound great while you talk. Call us idiots.
You're damn right. So we're going to continue here. And by the way, thank you for our last caller from New Hampshire.
Yep.
She was great. If you want to call in again, we'd love to hear from you anytime. It's just a one call per night rule here on Free Talk Live, and we're here 7 nights a week. So even if we're not on locally on your local talk radio station, rest assured, we're here and somebody's listening.
If it's 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time, then we're on the air,
That's correct. We're
doing a radio program, and we'd love to have you.
Even on
call.
Christmas Eve, even on Christmas Day, Thanksgiving Day.
Free Talk Live is providing that show. Unlike the people on welfare, we're taking it easy.
All right, so let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. Wesley the G is on the line. He's on our Discord server.
Is it the G or with a G?
It's the G.
Okay.
Wesley.
Hi.
Hey, you're calling us from South Korea. You're in Pyeongtaek.
Pyeongtaek, South Korea, that's right. So yesterday I was talking to some people, and I was trying to persuade them about that we don't need courts or police or really anything provided by the government, that it could all be privatized.
So you need courts and you need courts and you need police, but you need private courts and private police is what you're saying.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Basically. So they would say if there wasn't a government, then essentially like warlords would take over, and that it would be a society of might makes right, and that people could just rule over each other by force.
What evidence do they have that that isn't what's happening today?
Well, they use that. They say that's what happened in the past, and it was happening now, and so it would continue
right.
to happen.
So we've seen some stability from might makes right was the form of government, is the form of government that we have, but we have gotten some level of, I'm going to presume that's a baby, some level of stability from that particular system, right? So we did have might makes right and stability ensued. Is that correct?
I guess.
Well, did stability ensue from might makes right? Somebody's going to try to take over.
There's always
right?
some level of stability. Well, I mean, if we're talking about the situation in Korea, the Kims mm-hmm. took over, right? Mm-hmm. Might made right. And you have some level of stability today.
No, it doesn't make right. That's
all right. Might made success.
Okay.
All right? And it's the same in
might
South Korea.
Might makes victory for a time.
That's right. I mean, political success ultimately comes from the barrel of a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You may have elections. But the reason that Al Gore or Hillary Clinton didn't take office was because more or less the government, the people in the government wouldn't have allowed that to happen. That we have some rules written down or whatever. They've written down some rules, but it still might makes right all in all. The people that don't like particular drugs are winning because they got the people with the guns on their side. But, you know, the things are changing and now the people with the guns are on the other side. It's just political power comes from the barrel of a gun, no matter what. It's all coercion, ultimately. So what I would say is that, look, I don't know what would happen in the absence of the government, because we're not allowed to try that. No state is going to let us do that. I don't know what that was. That sounds like an internet problem.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So that sounds like we don't know what's going to happen in the absence of the state. But should I not be able to buy a piece of land and, you know, me and my friends go move on that land and not have to follow the particular rules of, you know, whatever the municipality or the state or the province or the government or whatever it is on that piece of land? Shouldn't we be able to do that and experiment in governance? And to me, once you're able to do something like that, then you're going to see better systems. We're currently working with a form of government that is not much different than it was 9,000 years ago with Jericho and the first state that we've been able to find up to this point. At this point, we don't have a monarchy. We don't have an absolute monarchy, but we do elect a monarch in the United States every 4 years. I mean, the president, the functional difference between a president and an English king at the time, not much different.
But elections.
Well, elections are just people forcing their opinion on other people. I mean, it's just a threat.
Yes, to play devil's advocate, the president is limited by the Supreme Court and
the king, the English king, yes, spend a little time, and, you know, not everybody knows, 17th century English, law or anything like that. Spend a little time on it, and you'll see that the monarch in England was a limited chief executive.
Really?
They were just really the difference between, say, King George III and, the power of Trump today is, well, technology and time, but it really just has to do with birthright, succession.
Okay, well, I've seen Ian argue for like abolishing the government or like make taxes voluntary and then have voluntary associations, and then that would kind of like eliminate the government. So like I would assume Ian has some kind of insight on how this system would work.
On how a voluntary system would work?
Yeah, and like how to prevent like warlords from taking over and essentially creating a new state.
One thing you have to ask yourself about warlords taking over is what are they going to take over? Without a capital building, without government buildings to take over, it's much harder to take over. You know, to rule is completely different than to destroy a state.
Even though we can understand that a government is essentially a very successful warlord, a very successful criminal gang occupying a specific territory, even though we see that pretty clear, the average person doesn't see that. And that's because government has the aura of legitimacy surrounding
it. They told us that we are the government.
Right, and that you get to vote, so therefore it's not the same thing as a warlord. But ultimately the results are very similar. And so even though we can see it, the average person can't. And so my point here is the average person isn't going to have a tough time seeing a warlord, an actual warlord, for what it is. You know, men with guns barring the road, you know, demanding extracts, you know, forcible extracts of wealth and obedience from you, will be quite clear to the average person that they're not something that's not something they're consenting to. So you would defend against a warlord in the same way that you would defend against any other thug that tried to take over your neighborhood.
Right. Okay. So, like, say we did like have this like peaceful thing where like the government was abolished, everyone's read Rothbard, and we were all having a good time. Like, what if like humans are just naturally like they without a government, they just like they go like crazy and then they start killing each other.
We have never advocated for no government. I advocate for privatizing the services of government. I'm not saying there should be no government. There will be a government. The question is do we want a monopolistic, hierarchical, top-down state that is forced upon you at birth, as opposed to an organization that you might be able to switch between like you would a cell phone company or an insurance company?
People are going to want protection from those crazies who are interested in killing other people. Luckily, most people aren't interested in killing one another, and they understand that cooperation and you know, friendly competition is the way to go. Thanks for the call.
I don't like the term anarchist.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you. If you want to join us now, you can. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we had fun last night on our after show on Twitch. We've got a Twitch channel. It is our video streaming platform. Of course, most people listen to us on the radio, and then there's a large group that listen via our podcast at freetalklive.com, which you can, you know, go and download anytime you want. And then there's a few people that are watching our video streams. And so we've done something that's a little unusual. We've actually kind of broken from our usual format of being a radio show, and we've started producing after shows on occasion, usually once or twice a week, on Twitch, which is our video streaming platform. We've been doing it exclusive to Twitch. We've been advertising it as Freer Talk Live because we don't have the FCC censors to deal with on Twitch, so we can cover more explicit content. So last night's show, which went for...
Some people want to talk about those things,
yep.
And they can't do it on the radio. Sorry.
It's true. There's just certain things that we can't allow on the radio, but we could allow on this Twitch feed that we had last night. So we ended up talking about things like BDSM, for instance. Mark, you took a test, which was particularly interesting. You'll have to go and find that. It's within our 4.5-hour-long show that we did after our 3-hour radio show last night.
I was just a guest on the show.
Yeah,
I wasn't
called
here in the studio.
Yeah.
I just happened to listen to you guys and probably stayed up too late and had too much wine while I was listening, but nonetheless, I had to give up. You guys were still going when I left the room.
So if you want to hear Mark's results from the BDSM test, you'll have to go to twitch.lrn.fm, click on the video collections, and then you can find our most recent episode, episode 3.
All I gotta say is people with fetishes have too much time on their hands.
So that's there for you if you want it. Let's go to Libertariat on our Discord call-in line. Go ahead, Libertariat.
Well, yeah, I'm just, I didn't know about the Twitch after show, so apparently I'll have to listen to this afterwards, but I call in, not because, Mark is my fetish, but I felt like I had to defend him against Shelley because, she was saying, that, he was using his privilege, and I think that, of all the hosts on LRN.FM, I think that Mark is the least privileged as a convicted felon. And I think that the ad hominem attacks that you see in political discourse today do a great disservice because people just assume because as a white male that Mark is somehow exercising his privilege. But he is someone who has had to deal with great adversity in his life. And to just assume because he's a white male, he's clearly taken advantage of people. But to come from an adoptive family as someone who was convicted of murder, and then to be a hugely successful, nationally syndicated talk show host.
Hugely successful.
We made it.
We're still here.
on soon to be hundreds. I say that because once you break 200, they will be hundreds
of
radio stations. I think that to just say that he achieved that because he's a white male is a great disservice to him.
I didn't hear her say that, but it's certainly the sort of thing that has been said in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't claim that there aren't advantages to being male. There are advantages to being female, too. And that there aren't advantages to being, appearing white. I don't claim an ethnicity because I don't really see the point in it.
Most of the time, though, Mark, you do sales, which you're doing it for a national radio show, so you're not going and knocking on doors. You're making phone calls.
I am making phone calls.
The person who you're talking to doesn't know necessarily what color your skin is. They could make a guess, but they don't really know.
Yeah, I'll just say that there are advantages to that. However, it's a 100% reality that as a convicted felon, and I was released as an order of the Florida Supreme Court, but I was not exonerated. I just decided it wasn't worth fighting anymore because I had my freedom. That as a convicted felon, I simply, there are laws that prevent me from doing things. Lots of things. There aren't any laws that prevent anybody else from doing any other thing, and all this privilege stuff has to do with social things. I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying that it's social. Whereas mine is legal. I am not equal under the law. And that's a reality. If I decide for whatever reason to tell Ian and Daryl to go take this job and shove it and they can figure out their own radio show stuff from here and I'm going to go get a different job, I'm going to have to deal with the fact that I came out on the air years ago as a convicted felon. And it's going to be much more difficult to be a 50-year-old convicted felon and trying to convince people, oh, no, everything will be fine. It'll be fine. Let me come work there.
Yeah, I think the thing that triggered me the most, to borrow a millennial word about that, was that the caller seemed to suggest that you didn't know about adversity or that you hadn't experienced it, and that she seemed to be speaking from her perspective. Maybe she hadn't listened to the show for as long as I have, but it was just like she didn't understand that, like, you have been there and you know what it's like to struggle with adversity and to be a marginalized person in society. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like her response to you was completely tone deaf. And I come from a perspective of someone who's listened to the show for a while. But it's just, it just struck me and caused me to call in, which I normally don't do, because I felt like, that she was talking to you as if she didn't understand that you
she
knew.
She may not.
That,
hey, like, you know,
she could have been her first time listening, or she's, I don't know, she did sound like she'd listened before, but, she's only getting us on Saturday nights, for instance, there on WNTK.
Right, and it's difficult. Look, I've had a certain amount of success in my life. We're talking about this moment in time that we call the present, and, people like to look at the present, and the success I've had is a result of good decisions, ladies and gentlemen. I came from as bad as it gets in 1998, walking out of prison with only the money I had earned from work release in my pocket. Good decisions like not doing the drugs and partying all night, showing up to work, finding a good mate who is going to help me to achieve the things I want rather than just being a drag on you and a constant emotional of time and energy. Just leave that stuff. Make good decisions, put good decisions in front of each other, and then you don't need to take the government programs.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that people saw you as more of a Nick Cage and Con Air than a than a Leonardo DiCaprio and Wolf of Wall Street.
Thanks for the call tonight, Libertariat. I appreciate it. They're on the Discord, on-air call-in line room. Sounded good, too. Let's go to John. He's in Louisiana or L.A. I'm not sure which. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you doing tonight?
Hey, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles.
All right, welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, I was going to stay with Mark over there.
Radio, I got to get rid of you there. I'm sorry.
That's not the way that works here on the radio.
Can't
you
say.
You just can't say the S word.
Yeah, dude waited for almost an hour to say the S word on the radio, and it never made it.
I think he was trying to do his, he's like, hey, your Italian accent there, and that it just includes using the S word.
The S word, yeah.
In it, and as he uses it. So call back some other time. Try it. But don't use the S word.
I don't know if he was going to lead to something intelligent. It didn't sound
know.
Like
I had
it.
No
but,
idea.
You know, yeah, we don't really.
I can do your Vinny accent for you if that's what you need, though. Hey.
Yeah. All right. So you can of course join the show here and bring up anything that you want. I know, Mark. There was some news about apparently a protest, a hunger strike going on down in Tijuana. Earlier this week, there was a headline about some people trying to break down at least one part of the border wall and slip through a crack.
Yeah.
Who
thought that was going to go well?
They got blasted back, apparently, by tear gas. Pepper spray.
The tear gas, which, by the way, did not occur just under the Trump administration. It occurred under the Obama administration, too. But I find it interesting that government agents are firing ballistic weapons from one nation to another.
Mm.
And no one says anything about that. They'll call a bunch of poor people trying to find jobs, presumably. They'll call that an invasion.
Invaders.
But they won't call government agents firing ballistic weapons into another country an act of war.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it is. It's an interesting situation. And, you know, obviously, if there's more developments, we're going to continue to report on it. But the hunger strike is the most recent headline coming out today that it doesn't sound like much more than a handful of people are.
I don't have time to get into it, but it looks like some of the they're mentioning women in particular here. Mm-hmm. Maybe we're supposed to feel bad when women don't eat. I don't know. It sounds like latent sexism that I'm being socialized with here. But nonetheless, they're going to choose not to eat. I suspect you will find Americans, government agents, most people to be pretty callous towards a hunger strike. I don't think hunger strikes do much.
Well, I think that when you're in a circumstance where you're in captivity by a government, it's one thing to do a hunger strike as a protest, say, and
you might get a news story.
Right, that's basically all you're going to get out of it, unless you need to lose some weight, in which case you'll burn some calories.
Yeah, if you tell the news that you're doing a hunger strike, you'll probably get a news story, and if you make it like, I don't know, 2 months, you might get another.
But again, that's not to say I don't support their ability to or their wish to get into the United States and have a better chance at a better life. But we can talk about that another night. See you tomorrow online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com. Have a good weekend.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.